There is an endless sea of podcasts about entrepreneurship. Talking about it, but not living it. We live it every day. This is Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel, talking about real estate investing, but also encompassing general subjects in regards to owning small to medium-sized businesses, and of course, all the struggles that business owners must overcome to be successful. This is Inside the Wolf's Den, and this is Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel.
Well, welcome back. We're excited to be here this week and excited to share another episode with you guys. So my name is Sean Wolfswinkel. You're listening to Inside the Wolf's Den, and I'm joined by my beautiful wife, aka boss lady, Joni Wolfswinkel.
Thank you. Welcome back to Inside the Wolf's Den.
Yes. So today's going to be kind of fun. We're going to talk about our best real estate deal ever. It's on a residential property under 200K, and it might not be, listeners out there, you might have bigger deals than this. You might have commercial deals or higher end properties that you made a lot more, but this is something that I think people can relate to. It's a house under 200,000 and we made over 100 grand on it. So one of our most profitable deals.
Most profitable, and I think the one of the most challenging ones. I mean, there is one thing after another, which we'll kind of get into that.
But I think in order to make that kind of money, you got it. It's going to come with challenges. Yeah. So, our business model has always been we've been buying and selling real estate for the last 20 years, and we've mainly just stuck within residential real estate. We own some commercial properties as well, but the bulk of our business has always been residential. And we've always done, properties much like the TV shows where we bought properties, fixed them up, and then resold them on MLS. Mm-hmm. And Joni's a broker and sold a lot of those. And it evolved over the years into today, we're a turnkey provider in a couple markets. And how we define turnkey is we buy properties, we fix them up, or we do new construction, build to rent, and, put a tenant in these properties, sell them to an investor, and then professionally manage the mm-hmm. investor for after the sale through our property management company. And so that's what we've done for the last 10 years. That's how we built our management companies. That's how we continue to buy and sell. And the majority of our business today is new construction, build to rent, and then property management. But the deal we're going to talk today was one that we did in Austin. We had bought it, fixed it up, and then sold it to a new homeowner, couple. And, we're going to get into the details about it. So,
yeah. And I think, we've done maybe over 1600 deals. I think we've kind of seen it all, right?
Yeah.
From hoarder houses to drug houses, and then some really great stories like the one we're about to talk about.
Down to meth houses in Albuquerque and totally Breaking Bad style. So when we've done it, we've seen the good, ugly, and worse.
Yep.
Some horrible houses.
And we built a lot of relationships and networking with a lot of great people that continuously bring us the deals, which we'll get into that as well.
I think I've burnt, all my sign. I don't think I can smell, you get in so many houses that smell so bad that I don't think I can even... it doesn't bother me anymore is what I'm trying to get at.
It bothers me still.
So this house was really cool. How it all revolved and something that I think that some takeaways that everybody can learn from this is some of your best deals or your best opportunities in life come through relationships. And I think people take that for granted. And that's something that Joni and I have always done is really worked on our relationships and networked with people. So whether it's through masterminds, business networking events, seminars that we've paid and just gone to and network with people, estate attorneys, title company, we constantly network and nurture those relationships.
Absolutely. Even the homeowners that we purchase from, just providing excellent customer service and that customer experience. We've gotten a ton of deals just from, just providing that extra, you know, customer mm-hmm. experience.
Yeah, we just, I think we're on our third house from a lady we just purchased three from, and it's been mm-hmm. all in series, but it's from the same lady, and yep. she just loves dealing with us.
Absolutely. I mean, the our self-storage in Albuquerque came from,
that's right,
you know, a referral from somebody that we purchased a property from.
Correct. And so this one was a referral from our contractor, one of our preferred contractors here in Houston, and he was doing work for a client, you know, doing some home improvement projects, and she had asked that, do you know anybody in Austin area that would be interested in a home? And so the first person he thought of, which is the people that take care of him the most and give him the most amount of work, which was us. And so he called us and said, hey, would you be interested in a house? Mm-hmm. And he knew we were buying it at that time in Austin. And so we're like, sure. Yeah, you know, and we met with the homeowner and, you know, spoke with her. And she said, you know what, this house is really run down. I left it 4 years ago. I don't know anything on it. I personally feel, and my son, who's a developer, felt like, you know, let's just knock it down, clear the lot, and we'll either sell the lot or rebuild something else.
Yeah. We're thinking like, oh my gosh, lot it's gotta value. Be bad. It's yeah. gotta be, I mean, it's probably, you know, fallen over on studs. Something is wrong with this property.
Yeah. And she said the county assessor had assessed it at 20 grand, the land. And so she said, that's all I want from it. Mm-hmm. And we said, well, shoot, let me send somebody over there to look at it. She said, no, you got to look at yourself.
Well, I mean, we also looked at it on Google as well. I mean, mm-hmm. we pulled it up on Google and like, you know, like how bad is it? You know, we're thinking it's the worst. And I mean, it was standing up on mm-hmm. Google. We're like, well, you know, let's go ahead and make this deal work, you know, sight unseen. Yeah. But she was adamant about
we had
going
to see
look
it.
At it.
Yeah, yeah. And she was fun. And she said, you know, hey, this is, you got to see it. I want you to put your eyes on it. It needs a lot of work. And to us, like a $20,000 deal in Austin, if you know anything about the Austin market, it highly appreciated market, very, very strong market. And we're like, we can't lose at $20,000 regardless.
Yeah. And normally we would, you know, we were ready to write a check right yeah. then and there. And normally we wouldn't. We would make sure that, you know, title is checked and, you know, we got clear title and nothing is, you know, but it's the risk that we took.
Yeah. And so the funny story about all this was that day that we decided we got to go down there and take a look at this before she changes her mind. Or somebody comes in and swoops in mm-hmm. and buys it, you know, out from underneath us. So that day, Houston shut down. So schools, government, everything was completely shut down from an ice storm. And so in Texas, you know, just if it hits 30 and, you know, the overpasses started to freeze, people freak out. They can't drive in it. And so everything completely shuts down.
And that was kind of new to us because I don't think we had been moved to, hadn't been in Texas very long. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, coming from New Mexico, we're like this is an ice storm. Like, what is everybody like freaking out about? Yeah. Right?
So, and we had a four-wheel drive vehicle, so we weren't that concerned. So we jumped on the road. It's about a three-hour trip to Austin and, you know, took a look at the house. And we're like, wow, this is, you know, a great, you know, yes, it needed major foundation work. It needed a lot of updates.
But just mainly it was cosmetic.
Yeah.
Didn't need a whole lot of things.
So we said, yeah, this is a done deal. So we ended up buying it from her for $20,000. That's all she mm-hmm. wanted. You know, full disclosure, she knew what she was doing. Her son, you know, had was okay with her selling it at that price. He didn't think the home was worth rebuilding or remodeling.
And she really, that's all she wanted. I mean, she just wanted to, you know, get rid of it and be done with it. So
she had been paying taxes, insurance for the last four years on it, and just was saying, you know, I need to move on.
Done. Yeah.
Yeah. And so it turned out to be a great home. We ended up having to do quite a bit of foundation mm-hmm. work to get it all level, as a lot of homes do in Austin and Houston. And some basic updates. So we, brand new kitchen, cabinets, countertops, granite countertops. We did a nice wood floor in the living rooms and dining room, tiled kitchens and bathrooms, redid the whole, all the bathrooms.
All the bathrooms.
Tile surrounds, new vanities. I can't remember. I think we put a new roof on it, repainted inside and out, rebuilt the deck on the back.
Mm-hmm. And we brought our contract. So one thing, our contractors, you know, they traveled with, they were so good. I mean, they're still to this day, they're our contractors, mm-hmm. but you know, they traveled everywhere with us to Shreveport, Louisiana. They, you know, Austin, they just would travel with us to rehab these houses. They would live in the houses for 2 to 3 weeks and, you know, get them all completed. And then we had properties on the market quickly because they would live in these houses and just get them done.
Yeah, it really worked out for us that nurturing that relationship with that contractor, because we provided him, he was our number one go-to guy.
Yeah.
He still is today. And then, but we provide them that much work, you know, and we're loyal to them. You know, they were loyal back in giving us. And that's all he wanted was, hey, if I refer this thing, will you let me be the contractor on it? So, they have a neat, it's a family. And they, you know, would drive down, they live in the houses. They had it like systemized, you know, like kind of like military style. They had their little, beds that they folded out, you know, cooked.
They had their little, you know, deck with wood in the paint buckets, kind of holding it as a table. And
And then one of them was Chucho was the chef of the of the family, and he cooked all their meals, and you know, but it and they were able to knock out houses within like 2 weeks because they were working from sunup to sundown just nonstop. You know, because the quicker they can make it, the quicker, you know, they can get onto their next job.
So. And there are times that we also treated them as well, you know, because, I mean, they're good to us, so we wanted to be good to them. So, you know, we would buy them lunch and dinner, you know, and so that way they can be there working and not have to worry about cooking and going to get food or whatever.
So. Yeah. Well, we would always go help them, you know, on a Home Depot run and go get some of the materials for them and then get them dinner. So we bought it for 20. We spent $65,000 rehabbing it. So we were in for for $85,000, and listed it with a realtor because that I don't think you were on the MLS in Austin.
No,
at that
not
time.
At the time. But I mean, we talking about like what the as is value was even, you know, before. I think it was $135,000 probably. Mm-hmm. You know,
just as is.
Before the rehab. Yeah.
And I think we got multiple offers. Like,
oh, I mean, we had like 4 or 5 different offers, full price offers, you know, cash offers, fairly quickly.
Yeah. And so we accepted a contract at $165,000. One of the major obstacles I remember in this house was, you know, we got through inspections. There was a few little inspection items that were needed to be repaired. But the major one was with all the foundation leveling that we had to do on it. We always check that the pipes underneath the, you know, if there's any water lines or any sewer lines, that they're all, you know, still intact and there was no breaks. But however, something happened where there was a broken, like a piece just broken right underneath the kitchen that went to the laundry room.
Right.
It was a laundry room.
It was a laundry
drain,
room. Yeah.
The laundry room drain line where it connected to the main. And so the buyers had done their sewer scope inspection and said, hey, there's this crack that happened. And so, you know, that's going to need to be repaired. So I remember the buyers were okay with it.
I remember this day because I think they were moving in from out of town and they had to close that day. And so we were literally jackhammering the concrete in the laundry room, the concrete just to get to the leak.
Yeah.
And
I remember I
we
went inside, I went inside my closing package at the title company, and then we went to, go visit the contractor, and they knew what was going on. But I remember I walked into the house and I just saw this pile of dirt in the kitchen, like at least 4 feet high. And,
yeah, we're about to cry.
Yeah. So they had jackhammered it all. They were repairing the sewer line and replacing underneath where there was that crack, and then they'll, you know, backfill it and then have to redo the tile. And luckily it all got done, you know, within the couple of days. The buyers were very cooperative.
Yeah, they were cooperative. I mean, because they wanted to move in the house. So we, you know, it was a win-win for everybody. But yeah, it was kind of stressful at the end. But the most impressive, I think, was from the time that we purchased the property to the time that we sold it was like 55 days.
Yeah,
it was
quick.
Yeah.
It was really, really fast. Yeah, I think less than 30 days for the, once it was under contract to closing. And then I think we got it done in like, from the time we actually bought it to finish putting it on the market was probably like, you know, 20 some days.
Yeah.
I think it was fast that we moved on all that. And so, but it was a win I mean, it was huge for us, obviously, because we made over $100,000 on one little single family home. But it was also, you know, the lady was tired of it, wanted to get rid of it, you know, paying taxes, insurance, you know, worried about liability wise. She just wanted to be done with it.
Yeah.
It worked out for us. It helped the contractor because it gave him a good job. And then,
and we also took some risk on it. Yeah. I mean, you know, buying it sight unseen, I mean, we saw it, but, you know, writing a check for $20,000 without getting, you know, title insurance, which, you know, that's a risk that we took. Did a table closing, because at that time, you know, we used to buy a lot of pre-foreclosures, so we used to do a lot of table closings. So, you know, it was just a risk that we took that, you know, we were willing to for the reward.
For the reward. Yeah. We're willing to lose $20,000 in order. And we had had the title company check title, and everything was clear. I mean, do you have any other, you know, and I think we used a private, you know, to know how we structure deals, we used a private lender to fund the purchase and rehab. And so the private lender made out and got his interest. He was happy.
Yeah.
And I think it was a win-win all the way around.
I think it was all a great deal and one that we have always, you know, stuck with us and always remembered because, I mean, it was one of those where, you know, no matter what was going on, we accepted the challenge. We got in our truck and, you know, we didn't care and call it naive or whatever you want to call it, but we were willing to take on that challenge
and move quickly. Mm-hmm. So, well, we appreciate you listening. We hope you had fun listening to that and hearing us out on our best deal ever. Stay tuned next week for another great episode. Check us out at insidethewolfsden.com and subscribe, like it, give us 5 stars if you're enjoying it, and we'll see you next week.
See ya.
You've been listening to Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkle. Tons of entrepreneurial podcasts are out there talking.
Talk, talk, talking.
But Joni and Sean are living it every single day. Their portfolio now includes many franchises and medium-sized businesses. We talk about the trials and motivators of successfully running a business. Join us again soon for another podcast. But until then, reach out on the website at InsideTheWolfsDen.com, on Facebook at Inside the Wolf's Den, on Instagram at Inside the Wolf Den. We'll see you again soon. This is Inside the Wolf's Den. We'll see you next time.